Eretz Megurei Yoviv, Eretz Canaan. Yaakov Avinu dwelled in the land of the sojourns of his father, Eretz Canaan. Rashi brings down Vayeshev Yankiv, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. Yaakov Avinu wanted to live in serenity. Kofetz Olav Ruzay Shal Yosef jumped upon him the Roiges, the anger of the Maisa of Yosef, where eventually he had to go down to Mitzrayim. So the famous question is, Yaakov Avinu, what was so terrible? He wanted to live B'Shalva. He wanted to sit and learn. He wanted to learn Rashba. He wanted to learn Aktais. He wanted to be able to be Omav Yogeya and Torah. So what is the Kitrug against Yaakov that he can't sit B'Shalva? And then eventually the Mice of Yosef had to happen and he had to go down to Mitzrayim. So I'm going to Shimon Schwab Zatzal, explains the following. So Avraham Avinu, he was mekabel on himself achrayas to be mefarsim the shem shemayim ba'olam, and to let the entire world know yesh odin lebira zu, is a master to this bira. He's bayre umanigel chal abruim v'hu levadoi osa oisiv yasa v'chol hamasa. And that whenever it says Vayikra B'Shem Hashem, the Ramban says that it means he called out, he was Mepharsim B'Shem Hashem. By Yitzchok Avinu, it also says Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. Yaakov Avinu, when he was in Shechem and in Bezel, he also built Mizbechos. And over there, they gathered together people, and over there, he called out the name of Hashem, and he was Mepharsim B'Shem of Hashem. But now, when he came back again to the land of the dwellings of his father, he was mitzamsim as avoid in that respect, and he wanted to be mashal himself. And also, he had 12 shvatim. He had to build up the 12 shvatim. He had to be mechazik them. She said that was the bikish Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. That he didn't want to have any more the achrayas to be mefarsim, the name of Hashem to others. He wanted to have ishtalmus atzmus, his egen ishtalmus, the ishtalmus of his mishpacha, to strengthen them. So on that there was a makom kitrug that lamaisa you have an achrayis for the ganze welt. And kofetz olav ruzay shel Yosef, what ended up happening? That Yosef was sold to Mitzrayim. And al yedei that, Yaakov Avinu had to go to Mitzrayim. And eventually, first of all, they were mefarsim the shem Hashem over there. Even Pari said the name of Hashem. And eventually the entire world through that saw Roh Kalami Yoretz Kishem Hashem Nikro Alecha with Yitzias Mitzrayim, with Kriyas Yamsuf, with the Matan Torah. It all came out to be a tremendous Kiddush Hashem Shemayim. But the time on Yaakov was that you can never relax in that respect, and you have to be fast in the Shem Hashem. Rashi, in the beginning of Ayeshev, he says something which is really a Hagdama for Gan Sefer Bereishis. The Tachlis of Sefer Bereishis, what exactly is the central theme of Sefer Bereishis? So Bereishis is Bishvil Yisrael Shenikra Reishis. And Sefer Bereishis is Bikur about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu determined who Klal Yisrael is going to be. And Rashi over here says, Moshul L'margolius Shenoflo Bein HaChay. It was a diamond that fell into the sand. So the fellow's looking for it, he searches through, he sifts out the sand, picks out a hand of sand, sifts through it. When eventually he finally finds the diamond, then he gets rid of all the sand and the rocks. And if you look at the Seder of Sefer Bereishis, the 10 generations from Adam and Noach, this one gave birth to that one, this one gave birth to that one, Torah goes on fast forward, doesn't tell us anything about those generations, and then stops by Noach, Elo told us Noach, a full parsha on Noach. Then the 10 generations from Noach until Avram. Again, fast forward, this one gave birth to that one, and that one, and that one, and that one. It's not interested in focusing the spotlight on them. They were not the main actors in the play. Come to Avram, so you have Lech Lecha, Vayera, and Chayisara. And then you have, it sifts through Yishmael, doesn't tell us that much about Yishmael. Ve'elo told us Yitzchak ben Avram, and so on. Esav, it goes through quickly the Alufim of Esav, and it focuses on Yaakov. Yaakov, you have a Yetzev, a Yishlach, a Yeshev, a Ketz, till the end. This week, in Parshas Vayeshev, starts the story of Yosef. Mamash from the beginning. And the Yishuv Gilgulayim happened through Yosef. So you have Yosef as Mamash Vayeshev, Miketz, Vayigash, Vayechi. four parshiyos about Yosef. The other brothers, the other shvatim, we don't know much. Even the mice of Yehuda and Tamar came about only because of the mice with Yosef, because Yehuda, they lowered him from his gavlos, and he ended up leaving, and he ended up getting married. So it came out of Yosef, but the Iker, it spends four parshiyos on Yosef. So what's the pshat? Why on Yosef all these parshiyos, and the other shvatim not so much? So Rav Simcha Zisel Breide says, Al pi an Orachayim HaKadosh. Orachayim HaKadosh later on, in Parshas by Yechi, he says that Yaakov Avinu turned Yosef into two Shvatim, Ephraim and Menashe. But Yosef himself is not counted separately amongst the Shvatim. It's Ephraim and Menashe. Yosef is never, and once Ephraim and Menashe come into the picture, Yosef is not counted amongst the Shvatim. Why not? Zogt Orachayim HaKadosh, because Yosef is Bebchinus and Av. Yosef is like one of the Ovis. He's like an extension of Yaakov Avinu, Bebchinus Ovis. And later on, the Arachayim HaKadosh brings it down again when it says, Vayivarech es Yosef. It says the Maftech of the Brachas was originally in the hands of Avraham. He gave it to Yitzchak. Yitzchak gave it to Yaakov, and Yaakov gave it to Yosef. And that's what it says, Vayivarech es Yosef. What's pshat? He is doimed to the Avos HaKadoshim that he has the Koyach HaBracha. So Mimeil, since he's Bechinus and Av, that's why you have four parshiyos dedicated to him. He's the Mufchur of the Shvatim, because he's not on the same level as the Shvatim. He's in the Bechina of one of the Avos HaKadoshim. Question is, in which way is he like the Avos HaKadoshim? I once mentioned the Shem Yishmul. The Shem Yishmul says that Yaakov Avinu was on too high of a Madrega to directly be mashpia to the Shvatim. There was a gap over there. And the only way the brachas were able to come to the Shvatim was through the tzinner called Yosef. Because Yosef Lamaisa was lower than Yaakov, but he was also daimed to Yaakov. That means he had the characteristics of Yaakov. So he was close enough to the level of the Shvatim that they could be yoinik from him. And he was a tzinner. He also had the milas of Yaakov. So in that bechina, he was in a getter of one of the others. The brachas flowed from him to the rest of the shvatim. Secondly, Rashi quotes the pasuk, "V'hoya beis Yaakov eish ubeis Yosef lahava." Yaakov is the fire that burns in its place. Yosef is the flame that travels on merchakim. "V'hoya beis Esav lekash." The same way Yosef paved the way for Klal Yisrael in Golos. He cleared the way. The Klal Yisrael should be able to survive in Golos Mitzrayim for 210 years. It's the Koyach of Yosef that burns away the Hisnagdus of Esav in the Golos, that we should be able to survive in the Golos, in this long and bitter Golos. And that's the reason why we're called in the Pasuk, we're called in Navi, She'eris Yosef. We are a remnant B'shus Yosef. And when Yaakov Avinu Laimeis, he still lives through the Koyach of Yosef that's able to spread through the Golos and burn away the Hisnagdus so that it paves a way for us, we should be able to survive in the Golos. Ashelof, he said, that explains why so many parshiyos are dedicated to Yosef, starting with this parsha, because Yosef is in the Bechina of Anav. Vayachalim oid chalim acher. Yosef dreamt another dream. And he told it over to his brothers. And the first dream was that all the bundles bow down to his bundle. And this is a chalim acher, a different dream. Shemesh and the Yerech and the Koychovim and Mishtachvim Leit. So what is pshat in this lashon chalim acher, a different dream? It's a chalim sheni, a second dream. Apparently he had a second dream. So why over here does it say chalim acher? So Shimon Schwab, that's how it says two pshat. First pshat, a simple pshat, is that the second dream was different than the first dream. The first dream dealt with alumos of wheat. So that showed that they're going to have to be machnia themselves and bow down to him because they're going to have to get food. But the second dream was already a ruchnizdik kind of a chalim. Shemesh, v'ayareach, v'chalasar, k'ychavim. So that already signifies something of a higher level. that in Ruchnias he's going to be Melech Aleihem. That's one shot that he says. But then he says, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Peites Amid Beis says, Roy ho Yaakov Avinu leirid leMitzrayim b'shal shaloy shel barzel. Yaakov Avinu was roy to go down in iron chains. And Rashi says, like the derech of anyone that's put into Golos, prisoners, they're led down in chains. No, his chus was geirim. The chsivit says, b'chavle odom, because of the chiba to a person, emshechem. I'm going to slot them down, but avoyses ahava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want Yaakov Avinu to go down in chains because he loved him. So what did he do? He made a siba that Yosef should go down first. He should be sold. And because Yaakov Avinu loved Yosef, he came down. So this is really the beginning, this second dream, right, that Yaakov Avinu is going to bow down. That's showing us that Yaakov Avinu is going to go down to Mitzrayim. And this is really the beginning of the Golos, that with the voices I have it. Yaakov Avinu is going to go down, and that's going to start the Golos. So that's the Chalom Acher. It was a totally different dream. The first dream was that they'll bow down to Yosef, that Yosef will be a Melech. The second dream is that the beginning of Golos will happen through this Siba, through these avoices of Ahava, because Yaakov Avinu is going to go down, machmas the fact that Yosef is a king, and that will be the beginning of Golos. That's Chalom Acher. It's a totally different theme. It's not just that Yosef will rule over them. The Yosef ruling is going to be the beginning of Golos. That's Chalom Acher. Vayelchu Echov Liroy says Tzayin Aviyem B'Shchem. His brothers went to pasture the sheep in Shechem. So Rashi brings down Nokud al Es. Es Tzayin is Nekudis on Es. Shaloi Holchu al Liroy says Atzma. They went to pasture themselves, to take care of themselves, like sort of like a vacation. So Sifsa Chachomim explains. He says, the Nekudas on the S, if it wouldn't have had Nekudas on the S, so S is connected to Tzayin, and it would be Vayelch Wechav Liris as Tzayin Aviyah. They went to pasture the sheep. Shutikam Hashmai. They went to pasture the sheep. But now that it's Nekud on S, it's as if the S is not written there completely. So it's as if it says, Vayelchu Lirois, disattached from S, and Tzayin Aviyim is a separate thing. So there's a Lirois without the Tzayin Aviyim. They went to pasture themselves, and also Tzayin Aviyim. So the question is, why would the Torah tell us this? What's this Negeya to the story? Mishleim Sam is Pashtab Shad, they went to Biroya as Tzayin. So Yaakov Avinu sent them to see how they're doing with the sheep. Oh, but what does the fact that they were Roya es Atzmam, what does that have to do with the story? L'maynaf Kamina, they went Liris es Atzmam, Liris es Tzayin Aviyim. What's the pshat? So Hagaon of Simchas Yisrael Brody explains. The Shiftei Kor, every move of theirs was Kadosh. You know, we looked at them like brothers. They weren't stam brothers. Shiftei Kor were the Yisaitis of Klal Yisrael. They were a darga lower than the others. The others were mamish the merkava, the shiftei kava were also kedoshei elyon, and every move of theirs was al pi cheshbon. Every move was attached to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And if Chazal say yofasi choson shall avdei avos miteirosin shall bonim, then kal v'chaimed the others and even the bonim, even the shvatim, every move of theirs needs to teach us a lesson. We learn Torah from that. The Torah is telling us over here that even though they went to be Mekayim, the midst of Kibbut of Ein, but Epis a little bit got mixed in, a little bit of their own needs. L'may nafkamina. If they would have gone totally for the midst of Kibbut Av, totally with Kavonah L'Shem Shemayim, then the mitzvah would have been Megan on them, and they wouldn't have ended up with this kilkel of selling Yosef. But because there was a shtickel Negiya Atzmus over there, so the mitzvah was not done totally L'shem the mitzvah of Kibbut Av. They also had their own intentions in mind. So there was a makom over there for a kilkul to be chal that they sold Yosef. Secondly, if they would have been totally devoted to Yaakov Avinu, so that gufa would have been, what are we doing? What are we doing? We're here to serve our father, and now we're going to do something that's mamish the worst possible thing we could do. So if they go totally without any selfish motives involved, and totally dedicated to Yaakov. So that alone would have been Ma'ira the Machshavah, that we can't possibly do this. How can we do it? Of Hayois, they were in a matzah where there was a little bit of Negias Atzmas there. That caused them to be Mesiach Das, and they didn't come to this thought. Vayishma Ruvain Vayatzileu Miyoda, and Ruvain heard and he saved them from their hands. Vayoimer Loina Kenu Nafesh. Let's not hit him. So the Zohar HaKodesh brings down, Rav Yitzchok said, if it's taken the way Chazal Darshan, V'haboy Reik Ein Boy Mayim, Mayim Ein Boy, Avon Choshem HaKrovim Yesh Boy. So there were snakes and scorpions over there. So what was Reuven thinking? You know, how are you going to save him? It says, L'man Hatzaloy Seim Yodam L'Hashiva El Aviv. How are you thinking that if there's snakes and scorpions over there, what was the Hava mean you're going to save him? Right? Man, hats always say this is not hot solo. You're throwing him into a pit full of snakes and scorpions. And for the Zohar HaKadosh, that Reuven saw that by the brothers, the Nezek is totally matzah, because he knew the brothers hated him. And the brothers are Bali Bechira. And if they're Bali Bechira, then they're more mufkir from being controlled min Hashemayim. A Bali Bechira fart is a Bali Bechira. Now, and since there's sin over there, so it will be difficult to be saved from them. So Reuven said, it's better let me throw him into the pit of Nechashim HaKrovim. They're not Bali Bechira, and he shouldn't be given over to his son. So from here, Chazal said, it's better that a person should throw himself into a fire or into a bar of Nechashim HaKrovim and not to put his hands into his son. So what's the Bir Advarim? Not that Hashem can't save a person from Sonim, but Hayoizdir Bali Bechira, a person needs a lot more schusim to be able to be saved from them. Nechashim HaKrov, you also need a lot of schusim. But there, you know, a person has schusavis, he has his egg in the schusim, fine. But it's very rare that a person falls into the hands of people that are mamish soine him, and he should be saved from them. So Reuven said, let me take the easier route. Hagam, I don't know if he's for sure going to be saved, but at least here there's a better chance than over there. And that's what Reuven did. And that's why it says, Vayatzileu miyodam. It doesn't say he saved them completely. He saved them from their hands. From them, it was Hatzalah. Why? Because his ultimate kavana was, maybe I'll be able to bring him back to my father. But it was only miyodam. But his life was not totally saved yet. I'll be this. I saw somebody wants to, forgot already who, I saw one of the Sfarim, a famous Medrash. The mucker of the Medrash is not clearly known, but the Chassam Sofer brings it down. The Negeah to Chanukah. So Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Hadudoim Nosnu Reach, Va'al Pesocheinu Kol Megodim. The flowers gave off a Reach, and by our doorstep there's Megodim, there's sweet things. Hadudom nosnu reach zeh Reuven. Different girsois. Chassam Sofer himself brings it down, two different versions. But in one place he brings down zeh Reuven, shehitzel es Yosef. V'al pesocheinu kol megodim, by a doorstep, that's ner Chanukah. So what's the connection between the two? What shaykh is, does Reuven saving Yosef have to do with ner Chanukah? The answer is, because Reuven, he didn't know that he was going to save Yosef completely. Throwing him into a pit full of snakes is not a Hatzolah. But at least I have to do what I can possibly do. Right? At least the Hatzolah Purta is keeping him out of the hands of his brothers that hate him. So Reuven did not look at the end result. Am I going to save him? He didn't know if he's going to save him or not. But I have to do what's possible. Right? And the safe level was it came out to Hatzolah. If you look at the Chashmainoim, the exact same thing happened with them. Chashmonaim were 13 Chashmonaim that started out against the entire Greek army. What were they thinking? They thought that they're going to beat the entire Greek army? Uber, to leave it the way it is, we can't. So episodes, titles, we have to put into it, right? So they made the Haskol. The Seif was HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Siyata the Shemayim. They were able to overcome against all odds. They were able to overcome the Chashmonaim. So they showed, you got to do, like saying Yiddish, medavton nisht oiftan. Yisrael Salanta used to say, medavton nisht oiftan. You got to do. Don't look at, am I going to accomplish the end result? Lamaisa, right now, you have to do what you have to do. That's what the Chashmonaim did. And I saw brought down, Sefer Kamoitzi Show, Rav brings down, that's why, by Ner Chanukah, we pass in Kofsa, if it's extinguished, Ein Zokakla. You're not believed to relight. Chayrus Apella. If the Tachlis of Neir's Chanukah is to be Mepharsim the Neis, so if it gets extinguished, L'chor, you should relight it to be Mepharsim the Neis. Why is it Kofsa Ein Zokakla? So he says, because the whole mice of the Neis Chanukah happened, they weren't worried about the end outcome. They said, we have to do what we have to do. So the tzura of the Ner Chanukah was made in such a way, you just light it. Havloka is a mitzvah. You got to do the Haskalah. You don't have to worry about the end results. That's the connection between Reuven and Ner Chanukah. Adudom nos l'reyach zer Reuven. Shehitzu es yaisim in abor. Ner Chanukah has that same connotation. You have to do the Haskalah, you have to try and do it. That is, you see, all great Zachim were built with that Hashkofa in mind. If there was yeshivas with Cheshbon, how are we going to build the yeshiva? What's going to be? How are we going to raise the money? How are we going to get the Talmidim? How are we going to do this? The Maisa with the Panavish Rav. Famous Maisa with the Panavish Rav. Panavish Rav. Brother was once, he used to come to Cleveland. So he was once by the Shabbos table of one of the rabbeim there, Rav Moshe Helfand Zatzal, Rav Getzel Fried Shver, Baruch Hirschfeld Shver. So by the Shabbos table, it was Shabbos Mevarchim. And he asked the Shaila, we say, and by Shabbos Mevarchim, we say, Shetit Lanu Chaim Aruchim, a long life. Question is, we're talking about just now 1 month. So what's Chaim Aruchim? So different people gave different truths, and he said his teretz. He said it was during World War II, and he was in Eretz Yisrael. He was in the hospital, he had something in his throat, and the doctors were choishish for the worst. And from his hospital bed, he called over his son, Rav Avraham, and he said, I want you to go and get together a minion of Talmidim, and hire Shmuel Rozovsky as Rosh Yeshiva. We started yeshiva. I want you to go to this and this fellow. I think it was an Arab guy that owned the land, you know, on the hill over there, and buy off the land. You know, we should have real estate to build the yeshiva on, and so on. Ram says, he says, Tata, he says, you're in the hospital. Rommel was threatening to invade Eretz Yisrael. Now it's the middle of the war. And the hopes for a yeshiva to survive was like mamish, like the odds were staggering. So Panavish Rav said, it's better to have a yeshiva for 1 day than not have a yeshiva at all. They started the yeshiva. Whatever was in his throat, Lamaisa, turned out to be nothing. Rommel was defeated in El Arman by the British forces, and the rest is history. So Panavish Rav said, that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us the opportunity during this month that these things should be a nitzki, as they can think it should last for a long time. What happened in that month turned out to be not just a yeshiva for 1 day, it's nitzki, it's alayin azeh. You have grandfathers and grandsons learning the same kol. You know, thousands and thousands of Talmidim have passed through since then. The Panavish Rav would have chesed, what's going to be, it never would have happened. Same thing with the Rabbanon over here, but again, Lakewood, same thing with the Satmar Rebbe, but again, his Hasidus. Look at the empire. He had nothing in the beginning when he came here to America. If they would cheshbon, what's going to be the end result? Nothing would have happened. That's the limit of one of the main limudim of Chanukah, without Tom Yishtoifton, and that's what Reuven did over here, but again, to Yosef. Vayomer Yehuda el Echov. Yehuda said to his brothers, Ma besa kinara yesochinu v'chisinu esdamei. So the Chofetz Chaim says a meridiki thing over here. Chofetz Chaim says, Mitzad Echov, Yehuda saved Yosef from death. And like Yaakov Avinu said, Miterev b'ni olisa, you ended up being oile and not killing my son. Chazal said in the schus that Yehuda saved Yosef, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanes and Malchus Yehuda, that their children were not destroyed. Unlike Malchus Yisrael, that when they were choyte, there's not a remnant of any of them, Malchus Yehuda Lamaisa survived. Mitzad Sheni, he didn't save him completely. Mitzad Sheni, he said, L'chuvenim karena, and he didn't return him to his brother. Ruvain, the Torah says, Beferish l'man ha'tzilo yisai l'hashem yisai l'ovid. But Yehuda did not say that. He was punished, that min ha'shamayim they made it happen, that he should say, M'loy ha'veisav e'lecho v'chotosi l'cho kol ha'yomim, ba'olam hazeh u'ba'olam ha'bot. Because of that, Yehuda had to be the one that fought the hardest in Mitzrayim to bring Binyamin back to his father. And because he said, V'chotosi l'chokol ha'yamim, he was taka put in cheirim. Number one, his bones in the midbar were rattling, the Gemara says in Bava Kama, until Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalu for him. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalu, Shema Hashem kol Yehuda. They were matter the nidu and his bones rested. They didn't want to allow him to come into the Masifta Derikia until Moshe Rabbeinu said, Vel Amoy to Vienna. He didn't know how to fight the Melchamta Shal Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yodav Ravloi. And everything finally, he came Ala Menucha. So all those years, the Madregas of Kedusha were taken away from Yehuda. Why? Mida Keneged Mida. Because he was involved in this. And they were Kailu HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Cherem. Nobody should let Yaakov Avinu know. So Yaakov Avinu's Ruach HaKadosh left him. See, he took away the Ruach HaKadosh from Yaakov Avinu. Mida Keneged Mida. This is what happened to Yehuda. So Chofetz Chaim points out, nothing goes unpaid. Mamish. Say the Rachmanis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Rachmanis. Mida Gisa. Klapi what he did. Mida Keneged Mida. Everything is Al Pi Cheshbon. Those are the Chofetz Chaim. Just want to finish off. There's a famous Maimorei Chazal Masechta Shabbos stuff. Chofalof on the Beis. It's Amar of Kahana. Dorosh or Nosan Bar Minyumi Mishmeder of Tanchum. Ner Chanukah Sheinicha Lamaila Mechofam a Psula Kesuka Ukamavi. Higher than 20 Amos is possible. Amar of Kahana. Dorosh of Nosan Bar Minyumi Mishmeder of Tanchum. My did silva habor rake ain't by mine. Mimash mishinemer habor rake. If it says habor rake, don't I know ain't by mayim? El ma talmud loim rain by mayim. Mayim ain't by, avon chosham akrov yesh by. So you do with the shayla, what's the connection between the two maimonim of Tanchum? Simple shot is whenever you have a rare memory from someone. So the Gemara already brings down the second member. Abba Lamaisa, all the Sfarim want to make a kesher between the two. So I saw a Mayri the Kipshat. Haborek ein bo imayim is yodu amayim ein ba'avon choshem akrav niyesh bo, the Gros says, is referring to the mayim of Teiru. When it's haborek ein bo imayim, when there's no Teiru within a person, you shouldn't think that a blib's empty. A person's not a vacuum. My main boy, Avon Choshem Akrov Miesh boy, comes in Apikursis, Lechomine Deus Kaisvais. That's that memory. What about Ner Chanukah Shinich Lamayla Mechav? There were people that are aware of Chanukah. They know about Chanukah, they might even light Chanukah candles. But it's a remote thing by them. Like the Musa Svarim say, the same way there's, everybody understands there's a merichik between someone that's a Yodea and someone that's an Eini Yodea. As great as that merichah is the difference between someone that's some ala leiv and ainu some ala leiv. The merichah between the brain and the leiv is just as great, at least as great, if not greater. Other rabbi, there's nobody so blind as the one that doesn't want to see. That's why we're putting the two together now. Haborek ein bo imayim represents that Amoris knows nothing about anything, right? Over someone that doesn't know, but he keeps it as at a distance, where you don't see it constantly, and you're not willing to take the lessons of Chanukah and to apply it to yourself, that's just as bad as Aborek Ein Bo Imayim. That's how the two members go together. We have to take the lessons of Chanukah, we have to incorporate them within our lives, and in that way, Chanukah is malos. I always say over the word I heard from my Rebbe, Pesach Steinzatzal. It says, I think it's Rava says the memory in Shabbos. Hatoyfus ner Chanukah. The oimed is loyosav loykum. Parshat of Shabbos, if you light the candle and hold it, you don't put it down in a menorah, you're not yoytzes. Up to Chnusha Rim. You can hold on to the mitzvah of Chanukah. The oimed The light's staying. You're not oiler from it, and it doesn't ignite you to a higher madrega than it's loyos v'leikum. And that's the idea over here. In Erech Hanukkah, you're not supposed to put it beyond where you can't see it. You have to be able to see it and incorporate it into your daily life. You should all be zoiche, freilich and Hanukkah, you should be zoiche, bekorav toz egmor, b'shir mizmor, Hanukkah samizbeach, agut and Shabbos.
Reuven has this. That's the only one.
What?
I said Reuven had this.